Welcome to Assembly Bethesda On Air. I'm Hane Fogarty, and today we're diving into something atmospheric and profound. Gothic Stations of the Cross, a shadowed meditation on the Passion. For centuries, the Stations of the Cross have been a cornerstone of Christian devotion, a way to walk with Jesus through his final hours. In churches, there are 14 stations for praying and reflecting. But what if you filtered those same stations through a Gothic lens? The result is something richer, darker, more immersive, leaning into shadows, pointed arches, and the dramatic tension between light and dark. Gothic style, born in the Middle Ages, features tall cathedrals with ribbed vaults, flying buttresses, and windows that turn sunlight into jeweled color. It transforms the stations into something almost theatrical. Frames made of wood or plaster rise with pointed tops, with figures elongated in sorrow, and backgrounds full of architectural details that make the suffering feel enclosed yet reaching out. First station, Jesus is condemned to death. Imagine a Gothic version with soaring vaults and cold stone. The crowd fades into shadow. Pilate's judgment hangs heavy. Two, Jesus carries the cross. The rough beam contrasts with ornate borders, perhaps twisted vines or sharp spires. Shadows pool around his feet, emphasizing how heavy it is. In stations 3, 7, and 9, the figure collapses under the weight of both physical and cosmic weight. Gothic renderings often place the figure on uneven ground, with deep shadows gathering like bruises. Simon helps at station 5. Veronica wipes the face at station 6. It's a small light in the gloom. At station 12, the cross stands tall against pointed arches, thorns sharp, body contorted, but there's a sense of elegance in the composition that beauty persists even in pain. The body taken down at station 13 offers tenderness amid sorrow. The hands lower Jesus gently, his shadow lengthening. In station 14, the burial, the stone closes in a sealed tomb, waiting for what's next. This Gothic approach isn't about adding spookiness. It's about using darkness to highlight truth. It's perfect for themes of redemption and mortality. You linger on each station, letting the visuals deepen the prayers as you linger. You don't need a physical Gothic set. Read the traditional prayers and picture the scenes framed in pointed arches and dim light. See carved Gothic stations online, antique Belgian pieces, or modern olive wood carvings with intricate frames. Watch how shadows make moments like kindness and Mary's presence stand out. It's perfect for Lent, when Christians concentrate on penance and reflection, but it's good any time faith feels heavy. The Gothic invites you to sit with the darkness and see how suffering points to a future. The stations remind us that passion isn't abstract. It's real, painful, and embodied. A Gothic version makes that embodiment vivid, drawing you into the story. We're closing this reflection with a shadowed stations. Walk slowly, let the darkness speak, and find the light you're searching for. That is what I have for today. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. Thanks for joining me today. God bless, and until next time, courage.